Good morning, Rabbi Isai. Ah, Lili Nishma Simi Miros Rusos Mordechai. Hayoim Esri Arbo Vesrim Yoim. Let's do it again. Hayoim Arbo Vesrim Yoim Shaim Shlishosha voice Ushlisho Yomim Boimer Loimer Lili Nishmas Hayaldo Soro Lea Shalom Bas Yibod Chaim David. So Shkoyle just told me, he just came back from America, he was on the plane, and when you travel, it's confusing. You know, you like the Mayriv, where it is. So he was davening, he said, the guy told him the wrong date. But when he watched the shir, he said over the bracha, when he watched the shir, said, it helps people that go to Mayriv B'Minyan. You know, once in a while, and then Benny says the same exact thing happened to him on the plane, he got confused, then he watched the shir, sets you right back to where you need to be. Shalom Aleichem, guests. Reb Shmuley Friedman from Pomona. And from Ranana, what's your first name?
Mendy
Friedman. Father, son. Givaldik. Gabriel Emanuel from London. Picture now attached to my son Svi learning the daf with his new Gemara. Huge thank you. This is taking place in my house now. This is for my friend Shui Davis from Chicago. So this is an Israeli. Shkoyle Ruvain. I don't know if it's Kurlansky. It says over here Kurlansky. I thought it's Kurlansky. From Koyle Taharis. Doing the daf in Hebrew by my Rebbe, Rebelli. Because he was from the originals, from the first. When I gave a shir with five people, he's one of those. Yosef Strausser got it from another Israeli, from Kobe Sella, who's a TV personality, put it on a status. And a tremendous mazel. This is my father. Just now, made a Siyum HaShas like 2 hours ago in Miami. He does it once a year. So, mazel tov, Abba. I don't think he's ever seen one of my shiurim. I don't know. I never asked him. I'm scared. Dear Belly Shlita, I hope he doesn't watch it. He'll have a artist, that's for sure. What did he say? What? How do you finish us? Dear Belly Shlita, if at all possible, it would be a huge chizuk if you'd be able to be here for the first MDY Seam on Thursday, the 27th of June, Mirz Hashem. Can even be back home for Shabbos. Best wishes, Yitzi Eisenthal, MDY Belgium rep. I'm actually thinking about it. He invited me. Hey, I got to think about it. Maybe I'll bring some chever with me. You never know. Be in touch. Where? How? How many people are showing up to this thing? We don't travel for less than... We need a minimum of a minion, no? Gershi Rose. Oy, oy, oy. I forgot to put the picture in. We'll do it anyways. Gershi Rose sent me a picture of him jogging and doing the shir. Got two shirim to do chazara on, absolutely learn everywhere. Currently during the midnight Lel Shishi jog. Rebel, ignore the naysayers. Vigisibo Yerim Vilayla anytime outside the bathroom in the mikveh. Okay. So we'll Bezer Shem put his picture in there. The Koilo for the day in blessed memory of Jamie Maskowitz on her yard side, Yehuda Zahava Bat Tzvi Shlomo. Shalom Shalom and Aliyah, Masechta, sponsored by Anonymous, for the safe and speedy return of all the hostages. Paras HaChodesh, Lili Nishmas, Zachariah Ben Moshe, Lili Nishmas, Chaya Bas Yosef. Paras HaYoim, Mordechai Sapaznik, Lili Zeche Nishmas, Rav Aaron Ben Arav Yosef, Wertheim, Zeche Tzadik Levrocha, May the Shalom have an Aliyah, May be a Melitz Yosef in the time of Shpocha and all of Klai Yisrael. P.S. Mazel Tov to my brother Binyamin and his wife, Chayla, on the birth of their newborn son, Mazel Tov. I'm not sure who sponsors more, Mordechai Sapaznik or Peretz Chaim Levin. You say Mordechai Sapaznik. It's a machlokes. Ari Cohen for the neshama of Sarah Bat Zalman Aaron Halevi on her seventh yard side. The neshama should have an aliyah. Rabbi said this is a scary one. I just heard about the story now. You're probably familiar. L'schot Arvin Netanel Ben Siona, immediate release, an Iranian sentence to be executed this Shabbos. Heard about the story. So, let's say some Tehillim. So, Rabbi Isai, just a quick chazara. We're holding the Ayin Tes Omid Aleph. So, the Mishnah says that if a person rents a donkey, and they do a tzav shmona on him, meaning they, the king comes, his people come, and they take the donkey for their own usage. So Rav says, the Mishnah says, the renter says, it's your problem. The guy that rents it. Yeah, the rent, whatever. The masker says, huh? They're both renters, no, in English. Renter and the renter. The owner says, Harish al Khalifanecha, your problem. So Rav says, that's only in the case that the king, the people give it back, but in a case that they'll take it forever, you don't say that he has to provide another donkey. Shmuel says, it depends on what direction you were going. If you're heading in the same direction as the soldiers, then it's your mazel. If you're heading the opposite direction, then he has to provide you a new donkey. So if we pause here for a second, before we go on, there's a very interesting Maisa Shehoyo. I hope it's not a Maisa Shehoyo, Shkemat Hoyo, but it's brought down in the Maisa Shehoyo Sefer. I never said that one. I mean, I have a lot of Akros HaToyv to him. Even if it's not, he has Givaldika Maises. Listen to this story. A guy is going to his own Vart. He's on his way to his engagement party. He's driving in a car, and an old man by a bus stop tries to get a tramp with him. Sticks out his fingers. He says, you know what? I'm on my way to Chaperayim, one more mitzvah. Guy gets in the car, and they're going. And then he looks up ahead, and he sees there's a lot of traffic in Bayi Vegan. So he tells the guy, listen, I can't go through over there. So the guy says, you have to go through there. He says, I can't. I have to get to it. I says, listen, why did I take you as a tramp? I could have taken a bus. The bus would have taken me through there. Just take me through there. So the guy says, you want a bus? I'll give you a bus. He does a U-turn, takes him right back to where they started out. Shalom Yisrael. He's sitting in his Vart. All of a sudden, the old man shows up in his Vart. It's the grandfather of the Kala. And the guy, he says, this Meshugana, you're not marrying this guy. This guy, this terrible individual that you turned. Going in the right direction, the wrong direction. Okay. Rav Zilberstein says that the guy deserved to break the shidduch. I don't like this grandfather, personally. I'm not a big fan of the grandfather. Hope the story is not a true story. Anyway, so Shmuel says that it depends on what direction you go. And then what? It is true. He knows for a fact because his granddaughter actually ended up marrying him. He would never tell somebody to continue going. How do you know it's true? You know for a fact. You read it. Yeah. Givaldic. I also saw it on CNN. Yeah. 100%. Mamish true. Yeah. Al Jazeera, exactly. Al Jazeera. CNN is the good. I saw it on Al Jazeera. Maisa Shaya. Anyways. Or even better, I saw it on Eli Stefanski's Shir. Mom is just like, wow. Some Maisa Shekemad. Yeah. Maisa Shiyachal Yois. So, anyways, the Gemara says, I only went here just to say that story, of course. And the Gemara says, okay, so how does Shmuel fit into the Bryce? He'll hold, not like the Hanukkah, but hold like Reb Shimon ben Lazar. Then we said, wait a minute, the whole Bryce is Reb Shimon ben Lazar. And that's where we're holding right now. So everything works out great. Here's just a question. Let's see how many people know the answer to this. We know that Yovel, when Yovel comes, you buy any real estate, Yovel comes, it goes back to the original owner. What if you sell a property for a very specific amount of years? Like here in Israel, you buy a property, it's 99 years, 50, whatever, every, hardly, how many? 49, 99, I think some places 49, 99, it's a machlokes. I think like the whole of, what's that, Rehavia, I think no one owns their land anymore, it's like it's owned by Jordan or something, yeah. So, what if you sell a property for 10 years, Yovel is in 5 years from now, but you sell it for 10 years, in 10 years you're going to lose the property anyway. Does Yovel take your property out of your possession? Because, what do you guys think? Anybody think that it works? That this 10-year trick works? You think it works. Anybody think it doesn't work?
I would say no.
You know, Ashi thinks so. And a bunch of what?
Too easy to get out of it.
Too easy to get out of it. So Yovel comes and knocks it out.
No, and, so
we have to know what the point of Yovel is. So we'll see today. The answer is that you mevatel Yovel. That you could do a trick like that, and you know the whole point of Yovel is to return people's property. But if you have your own way of doing it, it overrides Yovel. Okay. Now we're holding like four lines from the top of Ayin Tesamad Aleph. Umi Matzis Mukmas Mal Kir Reb Shimon Ben Lazar. You tell me this whole brice that goes like Reb Shimon Ben Lazar doesn't work out. Vaktani Reisha. What does it say in the Reisha? Hasoyches Chamar Vivrika. If you rent a donkey and it becomes blind, Oish Nishtatito, or it went insane. I think we had a picture here, no? We have a new one. Yeah, here we go. Oh, you schmack a picture. Shugging a donkey. Oy meloy, harishal chalafanecha. He tells if you, so the Bryce says that if you rent a donkey and it goes nuts, so the owner says it's your problem. There are two cows that I'm going to try it. Two cows are schmoozing as they're grazing, and one cow says to the other cow, you heard about this whole mad cow disease thing? It's terrible. So the other cow says, yeah, thank goodness we're chickens. Yes or no? Yes. No, Benny laughed. He was laughing for 2 minutes, and then he said, it's not going to work in English. I said, no, we'll see. We'll try. You never know what gets you. It can't be, because look, what's the halacha? If the donkey becomes a mishogana, the owner says, it's your problem. You tell me this goes like Reb Shimon, the same exact case. You have to provide him another donkey. So it cannot be Reb Shimon. Can make a distinction. If you rent a donkey to ride it, not to load it up, then it has to be a donkey that's capable of walking. If it's blind or meshuga, it'll throw you off the mountain. If you're trying to bring something, a load from point A to B, so you can grab it, and it doesn't matter if it sees or doesn't see, it'll bring it there. So therefore, lirkoi v'leo shani, it's two different things. This that it says, that you have to provide a new one, because we're talking about he specifically said, I want to ride it. Amar papa uklei schuches kilirkoi v'leo dami. When it comes to glassware, which is very delicate, so you need a good, how do you say, like a proper seeing animal, or not a meshugan animal, one that could go straight, because you never know, one move will destroy all the glass. Omar, Rav Baravuna, Omarav. Hasoicher zechamor likur v'leo, umeis aloi b'chatzi aderech. If you rent a donkey, and the donkey dies halfway through the trip, so he has to pay for half. You could be a little upset at him. What's a little upset? Like the maisa with the monastery. This guy went to Tibet and he says he wants to join. So he says, okay, we only have one rule here. You get two words every 2 years. So he's there for 2 years. No. He says, bed hard. So, oh, okay, fine. We'll give you a better mattress, a softer mattress. 2 years later, you only get two words. Food cold. Take care of it. We'll warm it up a little more. 2 years later, I go. So the guy says, thank goodness. Since you came, all you do is complain. Zilan have teroimus. Hechidami, idishkiach la'agure, what's the case? Why is he complaining? Idishkiach la'agure, if you could rent another donkey, teroimus mavite, why are you upset? The donkey died, get off, you go to the herds, and you rent another one. Idilo ishkiach la'agure, if you can't find another one, agriboy lemaitivlay. So for that, you have to pay? You didn't get to where you need to go. Says Gemara Loilom, the Yishkech Lagure.
You could find a rent.
Listen, you wanted to take it. Let's say you want to take a trip from here, from Beit Shemesh to Yerushalayim, and the donkey dies by Tellstone. So it's also worth something. If you wanted to take a taxi to Tellstone, it would cost you. So at least pay for that. As Taisvis top thing, Tema, you're all thinking this question. That's the meal of the lab. He doesn't want to go to Tellstone. He wants to go to Yerushalayim. What good is it?
So the reason why I'm reading Taisvis is because it tells you Pshat in the Sugi. You have two lines from the top. He cannot find another rental for the same price. A little bit more expensive. So what's the pshat? But he had a lot of benefit by getting halfway. So he has to pay for the half to get there. And even though it's going to cost him more money, says Taisvis, the rental's more. Too bad. You benefited. Okay. So we go weiter.
What's the case?
If he says, I'm going to rent you any one of my cars over here, I have to warn the Americans when they come here. They shouldn't think it's like when you go in America, you go to Budget, Avis, whatever, they tell you, just go up to level 2, take any one of those 300 cars. Over here, it's a little different. You wait in line for 3 hours, and the guy sits there, and he's in this, and it has a little scratch on the wheel, on the tire. And when you return it with the one piece of popcorn, it's 400 shekel knas. So be careful. It's what? It's worse in America. Yeah, a car costs like $1,000 a day. Yeah, I got it. Can't even get a car. So what are you doing? Tustos? Really? That was in COVID time. Still? Wow. Where were you?
New York, Baltimore, Washington. Where are you renting from?
And Avis was a bit better than...
Oh, well, listen, you come to the show, you find out things. Avis is a bit better than?
$15.
What's Rosh Kailo doing in $15? I'm talking about Escalade, Rosh Kailo, limousines. What are you talking? Thrifty. Here, I have a place for you that will rent you a car. Here, check this out. How about this one right over here? This is for the Rosh Kailo. I'm sorry, this is a... All right, says the Gemara. I had to anticipate every single thing that any one of the guests is going to say. It's unbelievable. Shkocha brought this. All right, so if he says, listen, rent any one of these things over here, then of course, if your donkey dies, if the donkey dies, he has to give him another one. He says, no. There's something called Turo in America, if you don't know. You have a car, you could... rent it privately to somebody. So I have one car, I have one Tesla. I'm renting it to you. I drop it off at the airport. So it's that specific one. Okay, so the animal dies. Sell the animal. You get some money for the hide, for the meat, for the dog, whatever it is. And buy another one. What are you going to buy? Yeah, a beat-up car. You're going to sell it. How much can you get already for a dead donkey? You can't buy a new one? Says Gemara. Okay. So you can't buy one. At least you have a little money for a couple-day rental. Rabbi, this sets us up with a new halacha. Rav letame domer rav, loy michalin and karno. You cannot rent with the leftover money. Why? Because then the owner won't be left with anything. You're getting rid of the principal. We don't get rid of the principal. A new concept, Kalya Karna. We don't want to get rid of the principal. The owner needs to be left with something. If you're going to take whatever he has left over and do a rental with it, so what does the owner have? And so we'll go into a little bit of a sugi of this. Does it hold out or not? Now, in the Mishnah, it says that you have to give, Rashi just points out, you do have to give another donkey. That's because it died right there by the owner's house. He just switches it out with something else. So says the Gemara, the Itmar, he rent a donkey and it dies halfway. Omarav, it happens to us. No, I'm sure somebody in this room rented a car and the rental died somewhere in the middle of the highway. Poof. Omarav, if you could sell that donkey car and purchase another one, great. Liskor al yiskor, but you cannot use the money for rentals. And this is l'chayr the svara of kal yikarno. You're not allowed to be mechala the carrot. You could even rent. But Mike, Mifli, what's the side of the machlokes? Rav Sava le mechalinan karna. Ushmul Sava mechalinan karna. Okay. So we're not going to argue too much about it. Seems like that's the point is kali karna or not kali karna. Okay. Check this out, Rabbi Yisai. I'm not going to tell you how long it took this guy to do this one. This is our new logo. It's not done yet, but this is a new logo that we have. It's a 3D Musoge Ashas. Okay, so we have a Musog today that we didn't really discuss, Mashkanta Desura. Now, if you recall, we spoke about Mashkanta Benachiyasa. So it's very, very similar. Fancy words, scary words, but very simple. To remind the Olam, a guy borrows $1 million, but nobody's going to lend him $1 million. So he says, in lieu of $1 million, I'll give you my apartment as collateral. And the guy says, okay, I'll take it as collateral. Could I use it? Yeah, use it. Okay. So then when he returns $1 million, it's ribbis because the lender received his $1 million back, plus he used the guy's apartment for 10 years. That's ribbis. So what do? We do nachiyasa. We take off, every year we take off a little bit of the loan. Mashkanta Desura is almost the same thing, but it's upfront. I tell you, you use my apartment, my field, for 10 years, and then you return it to me, and I don't owe you any money. So we stipulate to begin with the length of the loan, and at the end it's wiped out. Basically, you're renting the guy's house for 10 years. It's money up front for the rental, but it's in a loan form. Mashkanta Desura. Now that we know that, Meisve. Yovash Ilon Enikta. On the property, there's a tree, and it dried out. Shnei Masurim Boy, the Malv and the Loiv, can't touch it. Why? Because Mechal Yekarno. This is the idea of Mechal Yekarno Lacher. If the Malva uses the tree for wood, for what's it called? Firewood. Then the levy doesn't get any benefit from it. The levy doesn't get any benefit ever. And if the levy uses it, the malva won't get any benefit. Gets this mechal yikar. So okay, it's yeah. So what do you do? You lock up my car. You sell the wood. You buy a piece of property. I don't know where this place is. You can sell a tree and buy a piece of property. I don't know, in Gaza, place. What are you going to... Okay, you buy a little piece of property, 3 inches by 3 inches. No, you can plant something there, and the malva eats from it. But as the Gemara of Acha, kivin chimata yovel kohadra ara lamara. But when yovel comes, we know that halacha is, all properties bought go back to the original owner. So if I buy a property with it, then the malva is going to lose the property. So here comes the halacha. Bam halacha. If you sell the property for more than 50 years, Yovel is every 50 years, you sell the property specifically for 60 years, then I already did what the Torah told me to do. The Torah says, give back the property. I'm giving it back. I just stipulated a different amount of years. The Torah doesn't mean it should be exactly 50. Why? Domar of Chizit, the Gemara explains. How do you know you could circumvent the whole Yovel thing? By selling for a specific amount of years. You cannot sell the land forever. As long as you don't sell land forever, Rashi says that this is the time of the mitzvah. The Torah is explaining to me why I have Yovel. Because I don't want you to sell the karka forever. So if it's not forever, you're doing what the Torah said. You're selling it for 60 years. Boom. So I could get around the whole Yovel.
I'll sell it for 1,000 years.
Oh, okay, you could. Maybe.
Get around.
Oh, you mean he'll never get back? Oh, come back to his family after 1,000 years. I don't know. Maybe there is a limit. Maybe that's been his lifetime. I don't know. I hear. But yeah, you should have a better question. Think about it for a second. No, this is what Shikas about Torah. This is in the Torah. The Torah says, make sure it goes back to the original owner. I made sure. But you know what you guys should be asking? What's the difference if it comes back after 50 years or comes back after 60 years? At the end of the day, it's Kali Karna. When it goes back by Yoivo, we're saying it's Kal Yikarna. The Malva has nothing left. The Loiva has nothing left. So you said it's not 50, it's 55. It still goes back. Let's just do this. Misha ain't sham yoivol nitzmetzes. If there's no yoivol, it lasts forever. Yes, sham yoivol ain't nitzmetzes. But if there's a yoivol, so it doesn't stay there forever, it comes back to the original owner. Yotzezu. This case where you did for 60 years, shafa bi she ain't sham yoivol ain't nitzmetzes. You're right, you circumvented the yoivol, but at the end of the day, it's not going to be in his possession forever. So meila, you're not over, and that's in the spirit of the Torah. Perhaps 1,000 years is not in the spirit of the Torah. I don't know. We have to look into it. It bothered somebody last night in the Hebrew Shir as well. So if so, what? And I think he was sitting in the same seat as you. The makam is garim. Soif. L'chimotu shitim shne kadra ara lamara. But okay, what you just gained. You just prolonged the problem. You went from 50 to 60. But at the end of the day, it goes back to the owner. V'kokalye karna. And this person, the loiva, has nothing left over here. Elachamai skinam bizman she'ein ha'yoivol noyeg. You could say that it's talking about in a time when yoivol doesn't exist. When is that? Right now. Why? Why is that? Why is there no yoivol today?
We lost
trip. No, this is a better reason. So if Roiv Klai Yisrael lives in Eretz Yisrael, maybe today we have Roiv Klai Yisrael, is there yoivol? What if and then 5 years from now, all the guys from France and New York, they realize it's not good over there and they come here. Do we have yoivol? Probably not. Why? Huh? Nothing to do with Sanhedrin. Did you learn the daf beforehand? Look at this guy. This guy's a Talmud Chacham. Yeah, he's right. Klai Yisrael needs to be in the right place. They need the Shvatim have to be where the Shvatim belong. So if Yerushalayim is Binyamin and Yehuda and they switch it around, Binyamin stays in Har Nof and Yehuda, whatever it is, no good. So we're talking about a time that Klai Yisrael, Rahman Islan, is not in Eretz Yisrael and they're not in the right places. And Memela what? It's not going to hurt. The Yovel is not going to kill the deal. The Yovel is not going to return the karka to the original owner. So therefore, he'll have the karka. The Yovel will have the karka forever. And it's not Kal Yikarna. Very good. Hachanam is Tabra. And it makes a lot of sense. This whole Kedaitoch. Bizman Shah Yovel Noigim Mechalin Karna. If we don't care about Kal Yikarna. And it's talking about Yovel is around. So then how come when we said the case before, when the tree dies, what do you do? You sell the tree and buy property. What's the problem? So use the tree for firewood. So you see that it does bother us to get rid of it. There is a problem with Kali Karna. Says Gemara Mishum Hal, Ikashio. That's not a great raya. Zim the Shomushne Mashkanto, Mikame Yoival. Maybe this Mashkin of Surah was over before Yoival. Inami the Motle Zuzu, Parkla Arab of Hamishin, Mikame Yoival. No. If I could get away, if Yovel is here and we're doing Kali Karno, so why should, if I get away without destroying the guy's property, why should I do it? The guy could use it. Why should I take it and use it as firewood when I don't have to destroy his property? He might have 5 years until Yovel. Torah Rabbanu. Hasoicher es asvino v'tovelo b'chatzi aderech. A person rented a boat and it sunk. Halfway, we even have a little bit of a, because we're going to do this whole thing in here. So, I have a joke. I hope we don't get canceled on YouTube. There's a Jew walks over to a Chinese guy, smacks him in the face. He says, "What's this?" He says, "This is Pearl Harbor. It's for Pearl Harbor." He says, "Pearl Harbor? I'm Chinese. That's Japanese." He says, "Eh, Chinese, Japanese, the same thing. It's all the same." 10 minutes later, the Chinese guy goes to the Jew, smacks him in the face. He says, "What's that?" He says, "That's the Titanic." He says, "Titanic? We didn't. It hit an iceberg." He says, "Iceberg Goldberg, same thing." Reb Nosan Oimer. Im Nosan Lo Yitol. Vim Lo Nosan Lo Yitain. So this is what we have to understand. The guy rents. What happened? Let's just say the case here. It's important to see here. You know what? We'll just do the next one in Shalma Yisrael. We have two people here. We have a guy that owns a ship. We have a guy that has merchandise, and he has to bring it from one place to the other. So he hires this guy, the captain, with the ship. He's not renting the ship like you rent a car. He's renting a guy that, you know, rent a truck. The guy who comes with the driver, he brings your stuff from here to here. And it says like this: if he paid him for the shipment, for the delivery, farfallen, that's it. You can't do anything about it. And if you didn't pay him, what happened was the ship goes down halfway through with your stuff. If you didn't pay him, you don't have to pay him. If you did pay him, too bad. What's pshat? You either own the money or you don't own the money. What's going on here? So what's going on here is very, very interesting. When you ask somebody to deliver something, depends how you do it. You say, I want you to bring this specific item to that guy. So if that item is lost, it's lost. There's nothing you can do about it. I paid you for this specific item. Now it's on the bottom of the ocean. You want to retrieve it 3 miles down? Gesundheit. But right now you're not going to do that. So the owner of the ship is Potter. There's nothing for him to do. We discussed this item. But if the guy says, bring 1 pound of apples, there's a lot of pounds of apples. So if 1 pound of apples goes down, bring another pound of apples. It doesn't absolve you of your chiyuv to bring your obligation. You obligated yourself to bring a pound of apples from here to there. So the ship went down. Now I'm going to give you another pound of apples and bring it from here to there. Go get another ship. I don't know how you do it. That's your problem. But if I say this pound of apples, dafka this, these are special. They grew on my tree. And it goes down. So once it goes down, the owner of the ship is not chayiv. So that's all the Gemara is saying over here. Chayiv to bring the delivery. Does he have to continue the delivery? If he has to continue the delivery, so then you owe money. If he doesn't have to continue the delivery, forget it. If he doesn't have to continue the delivery, then you owe money. If he does have to continue the delivery, he has to do it, then he owes you the money. But over here, it says something in between. It depends. If you gave him the money, then he doesn't have to give it back. If he didn't give you the money, you didn't give him the money, then he does have to give. Then you don't have to give it at all. So what's going on here? So we have a few different cases. Huh? He paid already. Could he get his money back? He didn't do the work, but there's oinus, and he... I'll do it. Just give me something else to bring over there. Tell her about it. Maybe if we see it inside, it'll be better explained. You hired a guy to bring your stuff over, and it went down in the middle of the way. If you paid for the delivery, that's it. You can't get it back. And if you didn't give him money for it, lo yitin, don't worry about it. You don't have to pay for it. Says Gemara Yechidami. Ilem b'svino zub. Svino zub, yayin stam. That's this case right over here. The yayin stam is in white. In other words, it's general. I want you to bring wine. Which wine? I don't know. Here, take a barrel. The barrel goes down to the bottom of the ocean. Take another barrel. You didn't do your job. You didn't bring it from point A to point. I don't care if your ship went down. Bring another ship. So if he said svino zub, if he said dafke svinazu v'yayin stam im nosan amay lo yitol, why can't he get his money back? Name alay, the guy that rented him out, the guy that wants the delivery, he'll say havli svinto danami sinu chamro. Name alay havli svinto dano misinu chamro.
Give me the ship.
Give me a ship, and I'll bring the wine. I'll bring a different wine, different one. Hello. So it's talking about this case. He didn't specify what ship. So it's very specific, this wine. So let's think about it for a second. This wine, where's this wine right now today? It went down with the ship. So I tell you, I'm here. I'm ready to bring your wine to the destination. Bring it, give it to me, and I'll bring it. If you don't give it to me, that's your problem. It's on the bottom of the ocean. So, if you didn't pay, you should pay. He's willing and ready to do the job. You should pay him. Why is it dafka? Because you gave him the money, you don't get it. But if I didn't give him the money, I don't have to pay. Why not? If I test something with Go fetch that wine from the bottom of the ocean. And I'll bring another ship. Now they're both in the oinus. They both have a prowl. It's stalemate sort of. It's like, okay, we both have a problem. I can't bring the ship. You can't bring the wine. So you know what? If you paid, you don't get your money back. If you didn't pay, I can't take it out of you. The interesting thing here that I just want to point out, that because you spoke about it yesterday, Noam, Tosis asked this, Schirus enum shtalemes elo basoif, that the ship, the guy that owns the ship shouldn't be paid anyway until the end, and he didn't do his job. So why should he get to keep the money? So this is because when you give money in advance, you're telling the guy you get to keep it. That's why I'm doing it. I'm showing you, I want you to know that you have the money no matter what, something like that. Avo besvino stam. Here, this is one pshat. Svino zu, dafke this ship, and dafke this wine. But if it's Svino Stam and Yain Stam, I didn't specify. Each one could do his job. Each one, I could bring a new ship. You could bring new wine. So then we say, Yachloiku. In other words, we take, if I paid already, give me back half my money. If I didn't pay, pay me half the money. Tan Rabbanan, sponsors, thank you. Eric Edelman of Bigger Cup Consulting. And by Chani and Paul Schuster with Akar Sathayv, the official Simcha, and their comment for bringing rebellion, MDY, and Daf Yomi into our lives. No, I'm tough. Avi, you weren't here. This guy says he wants to do a Siyum on June 27th in Belgium. Can I come? Tana Rabbana, we should think about it. Hasoicher Zasvino Parkel Abachatzi Aderech. Imagine, I was just thinking, like, the first thing that comes. You go to a taxi guy, you say, hey, listen, you want to take me to Eilat? His eyes light up. Eilat? This is the last time I drove somebody to Eilat was 17 years ago. Wow, I'm going to make $1,000. Let's make a whole cheshbon, a couple energy drinks, whatever, 3.5 hours there, 3.5 back. It's a murder. Okay, great. Gets in, they go. The guy says, let me off here, Mitzpe Rimon. What happened to Eilat? Let me off right here. Chayv for the whole trip or not chayv for the whole trip? So, let's see. It depends. That's why we can't be rabbanim. Y'all, whatever you answer, you're gonna be off. He tells the guy, listen, let me off right here, halfway through. He only pays for half. Taxi driver, boat guy, could be a little upset. Says Gemara, what about Uber? You change in the middle of the ride. You could?
Yeah, change where you are and drop it off.
Okay, and that will be explained over here. Hechidami. That's Uber. He can find a ride anywhere. You just put in the thing, boom. So why are you upset at him? And also that's the policy of the company, whatever. Be like, try it with a regular monit. Tell a guy, oh, I want to go from the Shemesh Yerushalayim, tell him to drop you off halfway. First of all, they wait in line. You don't really get that trip every time. You have to... Like, I'm throwing this out. I don't know if people realize this. In the airport, I just know this because every time I get into a taxi in Chicago, I live in Lincolnwood. My house is in Lincolnwood. So they get a little, I see them. So then I realize after it took me some, they wait in this pen for 3 hours to get a trip. 3 hours sometimes, maybe even more, at least 2 hours. They have hundreds and hundreds of taxis. You see them, five of them, but because they let them out one at a time. The Lincoln, oh man, I just waited 3 hours to make $18. Oh, like they go crazy. They're not allowed to tell you, but they come out of the taxi, they see them going back and forth. So there's something called a short trip. You just know, if you ever go on a short trip from the airport, maybe you give the guy a little extra or something. Be nice to him. If you see that he's mad at you, now you know why. We learned about rental cars today. We learned about taxis. This is my show. I call y'all. Yeah. Hey, Uber. If you can't get another ride, like you said, everybody said, you should pay the whole fare if you can't find another ride. He could find another ride. So why is he upset? Mushum Ramsa the Sfinta. Think about it in those days. Look at the here, just let's go back to the picture. This is what a ship looked like. It's made out of wood. So when you take the merchandise on off, there's wear and tear. And you're ruining his boat. Now instead of taking one long thing, one on, one off, it's two people schlepping boxes, breaking the wood, the whole thing. So you should pay the whole thing. That's a great taina. You should pay real money, not just a taina. Oh, you're allowed to be upset. No, pay for that. Elo my parka, the parkala to une bigave. So says Rashi, very interesting. I don't know if you'll like it so much or you'll understand. Maybe I can't explain it 100%. That in the middle of the way, he says, stop over here. Let's make a stop. Let's load on more stuff. And that's part of the deal that you could... It's understood that he could put as much weight as he wants, you know, obviously without sinking the ship. Just he didn't realize, as the Gemara has explained, that he's going to make him stop in the middle of the way. It's part of it, but it's not part of it, and that's why he's upset at him. He thought he could get home quicker. He told his wife, I'll be home by 5 o'clock, and now it turns out it's really 7 o'clock because he made him stop. Even though it's within his right to ask him to do that stop, he didn't think about it. And that's why he's upset. Because you changed your mind and the driver didn't realize, that the captain didn't realize that's what's going to happen. Inami, la'ashlu yatira, a little bit of a picture here. Ashlu yatira means the extra rope. So if you load down his boat where it goes down on the water line and it hits the mud, so he's going to have to schlep it with a rope to the center of the river. That requires more rope. And he didn't realize that. Had he known, he would have brought more rope from home. He would have bought it cheaper in town. Now he has to spend that extra expense, and that's why he's upset. Turn around, Bonner. Hasoicher, hachamor lirka v'leo, soicher maniach aleo ksusoi. So it goes like this. You rent some donkey to bring a heavy load, and you're going on a long trip. What are you allowed to bring in addition to the load? And what is the owner of the donkey who's leading the donkey, what is he allowed to bring? So you're allowed to bring your clothing, a little bit of food for the whole trip. It's a week trip. So you need food for the whole week. Drink, the entire week. More than that, the guy can be upset at you. He says, absolutely not. The driver? No, one day at a time. Only one day. The guy says, absolutely not. What does he care? Let him put as much food as he wants. No, because now the donkey's going to go slower. Pulls him up. I want to get there already. Says Gemara, wait a minute. We have to understand. Hey, Kedami. If there's a store you can buy, there's a Walmart on the way. So why do you need to load up for a whole week? Load up for one day. You get to the Walmart, you'll buy. Just like he's buying. Chamor, namilakim. Chamor, the guy that's riding the donkey, the owner, he should tell you, no, you can't bring a whole week's worth of food. And if there's no store on the way, how could he prevent him from bringing you food for the whole week? He needs to eat, the guy. From one hotel to the other hotel, you could get food. The guy, this is what he does for a living. He goes, he knows how to go and walk, and he knows exactly where to find the food, but it's a tircha. That tircha, you can't expect the client to do, to go look for food. The owner could. More like it might have happened here in Bechemesh, with the family here in Bechemesh. They went on a safari. Okay, the whole family goes on a safari. Maisa Shaya. They bring all this food, meats, and everything. They get to the place, they put it in the fridge, the whole thing, and they go out on the jeep for a whole day excursion. Unbelievable. They come back, ready to do the barbecue. They open up the fridge. There's not one morsel of food. Baboons came into the thing, took everything. The potato chips, the chocolate, akol. They have zero food. You know what they did? They got on a plane and went back to Israel. They came back to Beit Shemesh. Maisa Shaya. So I'm thinking to myself, I would make a few phone calls. I'll get somebody to drive it and fly it. And I already paid all this money to get there. No. They didn't want to be matriach. It's too much of a tircha. How are you going to get food? Kosher food. In the middle of the, you're looking like it's crazy, huh? You're with kids. They had such a bad experience that just. I was stuck. Back in the day, you know, like a typical whatever, I went with my wife to Venice before we had children. And Stefanski's, they travel light when it comes to food. Zero food. So you get to Venice, and like I told her, there's restaurants, we couldn't find anything. Starving. Now there's gum that. So we ate coconut. That's what we ate. I think even said we both love coconut, like it gives us a special, you know. So you couldn't, but when you're with kids, you need the bamba, you need the stuff, you need the chocolate, you need the pizza, the private chefs, whatever, okay. Ma avona la avona. Chamor, darki lemidrach lemizban. Chamor, darki lemidrach lemizban. Soichel lav, darki lemidrach lemizban. It's not, you can't expect the renter, the client to go look for food. Tana Rabbanan. So I just want a heads up over here. If your wife is in the kitchen and you're listening to the shir, pretend you're doing something else. Go to another room. Continue the shir later. I had a little, this is the first time, I have to tell you. I learned with my chavrusa for 8 years already. We hardly missed a day in 8 years. The point, sometimes when Vasik and this, that, he'll come and learn with me 4 a.m. on Shabbos. He goes out of his way like Meshuggah. Yesterday, I was in the car. I had to go to Yerushalayim with my son to look at yeshiva. So I said, okay, we'll learn in the car. So he said, but I'll be home. I said, okay. First time in eight years, I hear his wife yelling in the background. That's not true. It can't be. Here's the sugya. Rabbi said, you're going to love it. Especially if you're a man. You rent a donkey to take a man. You say specifically, this is for a man. A woman weighs more than a man. But it's not true. So the answer is, seriously, typically speaking, women weigh less. But we learned in Pesachim Daf Gimel, here, check this out. The way they sit sneeze with 2 feet to the side. And that messes up the animal big time. It's unbalanced. And therefore, I own a donkey. I don't want a woman to ride it. Nothing to do with her weight. Maybe. Isha, but if you rent it for a woman, then any man could ride it. V'isha, ben g'doyla ben tana. Now throughout Shas, g'doyla means, you know, 12 years old. Over here means g'doyla, okay? U'ben tana. What? Yeah, zaftig. Healthy, yeah. Well-rounded. I don't know, call it anything you want. Just made that up now. Afilu muberes. Even if she's pregnant, but I hear the Chavrus's wife. She's carrying. So what does minika mean? Even a nursing mother who has a baby. So now she's two people. If she's pregnant, okay, extra weight. Now it weighs more. A baby that's born and nurses weighs more. Once you say woman, it means all women. So ask the Gemara, Hashem Minuk Amers. If a nursing woman who has a baby, it's two people, is allowed to ride the donkey. So if she's pregnant, certainly if she's pregnant. We're talking about that she's pregnant and she has a baby. Oh, she's allowed to ride the donkey. Omer Abai. Shema mino, biniso, when you buy a fish, akreso taklo. The bigger the stomach, the more it weighs. L'may nafkimino. So there's a whole pshat here. It's not as simple as you think it is. What he's saying is that if we already say that a woman is large woman, she's allowed to get on the donkey. So then why have to say a woman who's pregnant? Isn't that the same thing? The answer is that a woman who's pregnant actually weighs more than a woman the same exact size as her weighs. So you have a heavy woman and a pregnant woman because the baby weighs more. So that's what Abai is saying here. That if you don't fall for it, if you see a fish that has a large stomach, first, don't purchase it by the weight because it has a lot of intestines, a lot of garbage. That's why it's... So you take out the intestines and then you weigh it and... whatever, a boysai, have a wonderful day. A good in Shabbos. What time is Matzah Shabbos according to? 9:45 Matzah Shabbos.